I'm speaking with Connor Farrell.
Hello.
Who is a candidate for Portage City Council. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, I'm 26. I live in the Woodbridge neighborhood of Portage. I went to Hackett High School. After that, I went to the University of Chicago, and now I'm getting a master's degree in business at Western. Go Broncos. I'm also an entrepreneur. I build computer-based programs for a living.
Why are you running for Portage City Council?
Oh boy, that's the big question, isn't it? Well, I suppose it'd be because of my neighbors and my friends in Portage. A number of them asked me to run, and at a certain point, you just have to listen to them. So, you know, I got talking to my neighbors a bit and found out the issues they care about, and a lot of them are the same issues I care about in Portage. So that's why I started my campaign, and hopefully we can be successful.
What are some of those issues?
First and foremost, a lot of my neighbors are senior citizens, and we talked a lot about the discontinuation of the senior citizen tax credit. It was a longstanding program, about 30 years. Excuse me, for about 30 years, we gave senior citizens a 10% tax break on utility bills, water and sewer. And we discontinued it this year, and I thought that was a real shame, and I'd like to see that reinstated. And another issue, continuing on the utility theme, is the water bill. For several years now, there have been double-digit percent increases in the water bill. I'd really like to see that reduced, and I think we need new members on the rate-setting committee. Hopefully, I can be one of them.
Can you maybe give me an idea of some things that you see as sort of short-term issues that you'd really want to go at, you know, in the first 6 months on the council if you're there, and maybe some things which you think are going to be more long-term that may still be an issue 4 years from now when this city council term will be up?
Sure, sure. Well, on the short-term side, definitely the senior citizen tax credit. The first thing I'd like to do is see the legal opinion, which actually can't be made public at the moment because the city attorney wrote a legal opinion that his legal opinions can't be made public. So I'd like to see that made public and set up a review committee for that. Long term, we're in the same situation as a lot of cities in Michigan. We all have to figure out ways to do more with less. So, you know, what are some ways we can cut expensive staff time? One issue, you know, I'd like to see is I'd like to see some online bill pay in the city of Portage. Maybe attach a convenience fee to offset some of the lost revenue. Definitely doing more with less is the biggest long-term issue most cities are going to face in the next 5, 10, 15 years, especially in the face of the loss of the personal property tax revenue. So, you know, we're going to have to find ways to do that. And the city is already doing a lot. They've cut a few social programs like Shakespeare in the Park, which, you know, if there's no demand for it, then it's okay to cut. But we shouldn't be cutting too many social programs. But long-term, doing more with less, more efficiency, and definitely transparency. You know, when the legal opinions aren't public, I think that says a lot about what we value in terms of transparency in the city, and I'd like to see that change.
What role do you believe, if any, Portage should play in the move toward a consolidated 911 dispatch in Kalamazoo County?
Oh, good question. You know, It's a tough issue because every city wants to have their own completely independent police force. But when you look at the way consolidation is implemented, a lot of times you see improvements in the service. For example, response times have been shown to decrease when there's a consolidation. And if it saves money and it decreases response times, I think we should really go for it. And I think dispatch is a good place to start, especially for Portage. And later on, we can look at things like consolidated fire services based on the success we have with the dispatch.
Are you right now in favor, or are there other things you have to see before you would say, yeah, let's move ahead on dispatch?
I'd like to read, there's been a number of studies, and I'd like to read them, but right now I'm in favor of consolidated dispatch.
Give me your criteria. What would you want to read in a report? What would you want to see that would make you say, yes, let's do it?
First and foremost, I would absolutely say that response times have to be the same or better, because that's really the most important thing when you call 911. And if we're, you know, if we're consolidating to save money, but then our response times are going up, it's really making the citizens less safe. So as long as response times are at least as good as they are now, hopefully better, and it saves money, I think we should do it.
Now, you mentioned fire. Are there other things that you see that you would at least want to look at in terms of possible consolidation of government services?
I think fire is a good place to start. You know, currently we have a consolidated SWAT team, and that was a step in the right direction. Fire is it's a big service, and there's a lot of equipment and staff. And I will, you know, I will have to really look into that. I haven't done as much research about fire consolidation, but I think that's, you know, talking with the mayor, I think that's one of the next logical steps for consolidation.
There was a study presented this past summer by Southwest Michigan First, the economic development agency here in town, showing that local governments need to reconsider not only how they spend money, but also how they bring in revenue. Would you be in favor of any different methods, any different ways of raising revenue? What might they be if you were?
Sure. well, we always need to be careful not to overtax the citizens. But the study by Southwest Michigan First is pretty accurate. I mean, Michigan has seen hard times economically, and I don't think, you know, Portage financially is in a good position. So I think we are insulated from some of the hardships of places like Flint and Saginaw. Increased revenue is a touchy topic. You know, as I mentioned earlier, with online bill pay, you can attach a convenience fee, and it's a very small way to raise revenue. I really would have to see some data and some studies before I would be in favor of, say, instituting an income tax for the city, which is one of the methods being talked about. Boy, yeah, touchy topic, increased revenue. I think as long as we can find efficient ways to cut costs, hopefully we shouldn't have to institute any major new sources of revenue. And hopefully consolidation of county and city services is a good start.
One of the things, though, that has probably brought this to the forefront is that as cities, local governments rely on property taxes, we discovered, say, 2007, 2008, that that may not be a very stable source of revenue when property values drop. Is there perhaps a moment here to take a look at shifting that tax base, whether you raise more money or not, but to try to get the money from some way that's a little more stable than property taxes?
I do think now is a good time to start looking into that. One of the issues in Portage related to the property tax revenue is assessment. And there's been a lot of talk about how fair or unfair or accurate or inaccurate the assessments are of property values. And I would like to see maybe not a full outsourcing of the assessment process, but at least an independent review so citizens have a chance to appeal more thoroughly any decisions about their assessed property value. And that's part of the big problem. You know, when we saw the housing market crash of 08, we sort of realized that markets can be a little irrational, and for a city to depend on a revenue source like that that's going to go up and down is a little unstable. And I think if we can really have a thorough, good assessment process, we can kind of hedge ourselves a little bit against the ups and downs of the housing market.
You have a thought or two on how to have an independent review, because if the city of Portage is paying someone for this review, how do you ensure that it's independent, or at least that it addresses the concerns that people have about whether or not someone has a dog in this fight?
You know, that's a tricky question, because there is definitely I don't know if I'd call it a conflict of interest, but if you're paying someone to assess something, there is going to be a natural tendency to make sure that the person that's paying you is getting the best deal. You know, with any independent assessing, there needs to be a really rigorous avenue of recourse for the citizens. They need to be able to thoroughly appeal any assessment process. And maybe a full outsourcing isn't the best idea. Maybe The city could do it in conjunction with an outside firm. I'd really have to do a lot more study on that. It's a pretty complicated issue.
You mentioned earlier some of the things Portage has had to cut back, such as the summer entertainment series. Would you like to see the city look into somehow getting that back, if it's possible?
If it's possible, yeah. I would like to see the city try to bring it back, maybe not in the same form where the city is paying for all of the expenses, but if it were possible to, say, partner with Portage Central High School or Portage Northern, get more student volunteers involved. You know, the city has a youth advisory committee. I think we should talk to the youngsters of Portage and see what they want in terms of summer entertainment. And hopefully they can bear some of the burden of putting on these series.
You brought up earlier the question of, is there the demand for it? Mm-hmm. Do you think that there is a demand for these sort of things, or do the people you talk to in Portage view it as something that can be cut if something has to be?
There's definitely demand, but with any economic question, is there enough demand to make up for what it costs to put on? And the way the city saw it at the time was, no, there wasn't enough, and it wasn't cost effective to do that. So if there's sufficient demand, and if we could hopefully relieve ourselves of some of the staffing costs by recruiting some volunteers, hopefully from the high schools, maybe doing some sort of internship program, then I think we could explore ways to bring it back.
Are there any other services or programs that you think the city should consider eliminating or scaling back to save money?
Not particularly. We do have a lot of parks, and I know that it takes a lot of staff to run those parks. But on the other side of the coin, our parks are part of what make Portage great. It's a beautiful place to live. And I think right now we are pretty efficient at providing the services we do provide. I would have to take my lead probably from the council on that one. I mean, I am only a candidate and haven't been involved with some of these decisions as long as the other members.
I guess when you get into things like parks, summer entertainment series, are you talking now about a question of quality of life and as opposed to maybe an essential service? And how do you weigh that when you're trying to decide whether or not something gets cut or whether you spend the money on it?
Sure. It's definitely a quality of life issue. And, the city should always value what type of life the citizens citizens are living, and an entertainment series in the park is a great benefit, but like you said, at the same time you have to weigh the cost of that, and I guess I'd really have to look, as a business student I'd have to look at the balance sheet there for that one, and I think it's a tricky issue. The city was providing a lot of entertainment. I mean, there were several things the city was providing, and when it comes to falling revenues, those are always the types of things that get scaled back first. So I think the city made a good decision, but when we are financially comfortable enough to look into it again, I think we should.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think you've given me a pretty thorough grilling here today. I think I'll leave it at that.
Connor, thank you for your time.
My pleasure.